Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Here in Vermont, we're faced with a decision whether to relicense for another 20 years a nuclear reactor nearing the end of its 40-year design lifetime. Relicensing old reactors is becoming increasingly common in the nuclear industry. While a lot has been said about the pros and cons of nuclear power, little of the commentary has considered the challenges of energy scarcity related to peak oil. In Vermont, for example, we're focused on how to regulate Vermont Yankee, a nuclear power plant whose out-of-state corporate executives have repeatedly lied to or misled state regulators about key issues of plant operation and safety. Or we're faced with whether the plant can be safely operated ever when it is leaking radioactive tritium from underground pipes that, last year, the owner said didn't exist. In recent years, we've seen part of the cooling towers collapse, a transformer fire, and other evidence that the plant wasn't getting the kind of high-level maintenance a nuclear power plant needs to operate with the large margins of safety everyone wants to see. However, from an energy scarcity perspective, one of the main questions I have about nuclear power is, how does it contribute to a large-scale transition to renewable energy? The first study of peak oil commissioned by the U.S. Department of Energy concluded that, unless the U.S. begins a crash program to convert to renewable energy 20 years before world oil production peaks and begins declining, there will be substantial economic shocks. By a crash program, they mean one is single-mindedly focused on widespread deployment of renewable energy, as the Apollo project was on putting an astronaut on the moon, and at least as well-funded. Do we have 20 years before reaching peak oil? Many technical observers think that world oil production has peaked already, or will peak well before 2015. And major mainstream prognosticators generally agree that in 2010, we have no more than 20 years before oil production peaks and starts declining. So, by the standards of the Department of Energy report, it's high time to start the crash program of conversion to renewables. One problem with nuclear power is that it's not renewable. Uranium isn't a fossil fuel. It's an inorganic mineral, not something from plants and animals that died millions of years ago. But uranium is an exhaustible resource, like fossil fuels, and unlike the wind, sun, hydropower, and ocean currents. Capital put into building new nuclear plants is capital that's not available for insulating buildings, installing solar hot water systems, building large-scale wind turbines and solar electric facilities, and other investments in renewables and efficiency. Is our economy wealthy enough to both build out nuclear power plants and invest in a crash program of renewables? Maybe, but what else would be sacrificed then to pay for it all? New nuclear power is also more costly than many types of renewables. Vermont Law School professor Mark Cooper reported last year that the California Energy Commission had identified 15 sources of renewable electricity that were cheaper than nuclear, and 12 of them are 40% cheaper. So, not only do new nuclear plants suck needed investment away from renewables, they're a bad investment in and of themselves. Notice how no one seems to be willing to pay to invest in new nuclear plants in the U.S., without us taxpayers agreeing to bail them out. Obama just announced $8 billion in federal loan guarantees for new nuclear reactors. There's a reason for that. Here in Vermont, people I talk to in the energy field have a strong sense that our nuclear power plant has slowed the growth of renewables, but for a different reason. Vermont has an aging nuclear plant whose cost is already paid for by ratepayers, so its economics are different than for new nuclear plants. Still, many of those who follow the energy conversation say that Vermont would have invested significantly more in renewables if major utilities were not locked into long-term contracts for a third of the state's electricity from the nuclear power plant. Only as a plant's scheduled closing date in 2012 has approached has the investment in renewables climbed. Regardless of the economics, nuclear power is one more energy source reliant on a fuel whose availability will peak and decline this century, maybe early this century. Money diverted from renewable energy to nuclear energy leaves us behind the curve in the crash program we need to make a smooth transition to a future powered by the sun, wind, and water. I'm Carl Ettnayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.